For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined today by comedian, actor, author, playwright, and musician Steve Martin, who has collaborated with Edie Brickell for the second time around on his 2015 record, So Familiar. Thanks for being with us, Steve.
It's my pleasure. You know, I'm a big fan of WNCW. I listen all the time, whether I'm in North Carolina or home. And I love your Sunday show. The title escapes me. I think it's called Top Hits or Gold, Country Gold.
Country Gold it is.
Yeah. I love that show. I listen to it every Sunday.
Well, we enjoy your music very much, and it was good to see that your collaboration with Edie Brickell did very well in our Top 100 of 2015. Tell us a little bit about working with Edie again. You obviously have something going.
Well, Edie and I, since our first record, we actually never stopped working together. We kept up. I'd send her some tunes. She'd send back the tune with lyrics. And we thought, you know, also that we had thought about writing a musical together. So we started looking at some of the existing material we had. And I won't say we threw together a musical. We worked very hard. We're entering our fourth year of working on it. Some of the songs on the record of So Familiar represent songs that are from the musical now. It changes all the time because we, you know, we write new songs, we play songs. But at least half the numbers on the So Familiar album are represented in the musical.
And so this is Bright Star that you're referring to.
Yes, Bright Star musical. Sorry, I left that out.
And that's coming up on Broadway very soon.
Yes, it opens on Broadway March 24th. And rehearsals begin in a couple of weeks.
Tell us about your involvement with that. Are you going to take part in any of the play itself?
No. It officially is this. I wrote the book, which is another term, is a Broadway term for the script. And Edie wrote the lyrics, and together we wrote the music. It's directed by Walter Bobby, who won a Tony for Chicago. And it's a musical is a very collaborative effort. You know, you give a little and you take a little because, you know, the choreographer needs something and needs four more bars or, you know, it might want to end the scene with a dance step rather than a line, you know, and so you're always in flux. But it's really been fun for us to work on. We both love it.
Well, on your record, you've also worked with a lot of our favorites, folks like Bela Fleck, Steep Canyon Rangers. And it's interesting to see the inclusion of Mike Enziger of the band Incubus.
That's right. He and his wife, Anne Marie Cohen, played for us in the first iteration of the musical. We only did it once in New York for a few people in a modest situation, so we became friendly with them. They're fantastic. They both played for us. Also, you know, the Rangers and I have even started recording. We don't know if it's another album or if it's just going to be a bunch of singles. We've laid down about five tracks, and I love Bela and Abby so much. Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn, we just love them. And, you know, I give this banjo award, and we gave it to Jens Kruger. He said, why don't we play? We were going to go on the Letterman show. He said, I'm fearful of playing Jens Kruger because he's so complex and, you know, really a major player, but his music is complex. So I listened to, he said, why don't we play this song, Jack of the Woods? And I listened to it, and I thought, oh, yeah, that sounds very, very playable. And coincidentally, at that time in North Carolina, where my wife and I have a house, Bela and Abby were staying with us. And I said to Bela, I said, hey, Bela, maybe you can help me figure out this song. The song was so unpredictable in its changes, and it would go to 4-5, and then 4-4, then 4-5, and then 6-8, and then 7-8, and then and if Bela had not been there to help me sort it out, I just would never have learned to play it.
Is it intimidating to be on stage and to play with such world-class musicians?
Yes. But I essentially write my own music, and I'm I don't think of myself as a jam person, but because I write my own music, I always know it. So when I'm asked to play along with others, I have to learn it. You know, I'm better than I used to be, but I do have to learn music. But I practice hard, and I work with, you know, Tony Trischka, and they help me figure out how these songs work because sometimes they're tricky.
We're really happy to see that you're putting something behind the Banjo Award, a real award. And Danny Barnes won it recently. He's also one of our favorite artists. Also an amazing guy to have a conversation with.
He is fantastic. You know, the award, you know, has been so... Actually, my wife and I created it because when I first got back into the banjo, and I've been playing for over 50 years, and I would say there was a hiatus in there of, you know, 10 or 15 years. I always played, but I didn't play hard, and I didn't write songs. When I got back into it about 15 years ago, we realized that all these banjo players were playing at the level... First of all, I have to backtrack a bit. When I first started playing in the 60s, you know, people were good, and there was Earl Scruggs, and there's a few other players, and other people were pretty good. When I came back into it 15 years ago, people were great. They had taken the banjo beyond anything that I ever dreamed of. And I realized that some of these players had day jobs and were struggling to pay off their instruments. And that's why we created the award of cash. Because, you know, cash draws a lot of attention in the media. It's not just a trophy. And, you know, I know that certain players have been able to create their own record or buy a good instrument or whatever. So we're very, very pleased with that, that the outcome has been so successful for the winners.
Can you tell us about some of your favorite things about being in Brevard?
Well, first of all, we're very isolated there. And I love the small town atmosphere of just being able to go in and get a sandwich or, you know, go to the grocery store. And they're not far from Asheville if you ever need the big city. But we don't really ever leave our house, frankly. It's a great place for us to meet with family. And I'm a very lucky person in that I really like all my family.
Do you have any future plans to make another record with Edie Brickell?
We don't right now, but the next thing that will be coming out is the cast recording of Bright Star. You know, you could Google, we have a star, Carmen Cusack, who's fantastic. You could Google her, the name Bright Star, and hear her sing Sun's Gonna Shine Again. It's so beautiful. I actually listen to it over and over. I just find her tonality so wonderful. And it'll be really interesting to get a cast album together of the songs we wrote because, you know, we operate from a place of, Edie and I operate from a place of pride. We really want to make things that we're proud of. And that are interesting. So we actually like to hear the songs back interpreted by someone else.
Well, Steve, we really appreciate you being on the air with us today.
Thanks, and I love listening to WNCW.
Yeah, we'd love to have you down here sometime. The door is...
Where are you exactly?
We are in Spindale, which is between Asheville and Charlotte.
Well, I'd love to come down there.
Well, we'd roll out the red carpet.
Okay, that's what I need is more red carpet.